The Book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Let the love for the brothers stay. Do not forget the love for strangers, for by this some have unknowingly received angels as guests. Remember those who are in bonds as bound with them, those who are ill-treated as being yourselves also in the body. Let marriage be had in honor among all, and let the bed be undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Be free from the love of money, content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never fail you, neither will I ever forsake you. So that with good courage we say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. What will man do to me? Remember those who had the rule over you, men who spoke to you the word of God, and considering the issue of their life, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Don't be carried away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not by meats in which those who are occupied in them were not profited. We have an altar, of which they have no right to eat who serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Let us therefore go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For we do not have a city that stays here, but we seek after the city which is to come. Through him, then let us offer up a sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of lips which make confession to his name. But to do good and to communicate do not forget, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who have the rule over you and submit to them, for they watch in behalf of your souls as those who will give account, that they may do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are persuaded that we have a good conscience, desiring to live honorably in all things. And I exhort you the more exceedingly to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep with the blood of an eternal covenant, even our Lord Jesus, provide you with every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. But I exhort you, brothers, bear with the word of exhortation, for I have written to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been set at liberty, with whom, if he comes shortly, I will see you. Greet all those who have the rule over you and all the saints. They of Italy greet you. Grace be with all of you.